For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We approach 4 o'clock on this Tuesday. The Yankees are playing game 2 of their series against the Texas Rangers tonight. The Mets taking on the Boston Red Sox. It was funny, last night I was at the game, and there were a decent amount of Red Sox fans there, you know, a handful. And they were chanting, "Let's go Red Sox," and Met fans were chanting, "Let's go Mets." And then, after they fought back and forth, they decided to, you know, break bread together by chanting, "Yankees suck." That was like the, you know what, let's come together and chant, "Yankees suck."
That's amazing.
That's how we act. I'm sure that'll continue tonight. Game 2 of that series, the Mets against the Red Sox.
Well attended last night, right?
Well, very well attended. I was surprised by that. They announced 35,000. It felt bigger than that.
Well, it was a nice night. Mm-hmm. Labor Day, obviously. Yep. So you're not going out to do crazy parties on Labor Day because you have work the next day.
But that's why
going to school.
That's why I assume they wouldn't have a big crowd. In fact, I have vivid memory of a game about 2 years ago. They played Labor Day night as well. And I remember going, same scenario, took my kid because I was like, oh, I could drive there. We can go. And there was nobody there. And the Mets were having a good year. So my memory said, it's a Monday. People just did a lot of stuff over the weekend. They're not going to go to a game on a Monday night. But maybe it's the Red Sox. They don't come in very often. Maybe it's the excitement of the West Coast trip and how well the Mets have played. But it was a very highly attended game. And then tomorrow, we're having a show trip out to Citi Field. Tiki's coming as of now. You're not going to cancel, are you?
I don't think so.
Sean is coming as of now. He's not going to cancel, is he?
It's like a mile from his house.
Not really. Mile from my house.
A mile?
Close enough.
I'm the closest, for sure.
What's it going to take you to get home? 10 minutes?
10?
10 minutes? You don't live that close to Citi Field.
40 minutes tops.
40?
Yeah. Dude, by the time I pull out of the parking lot.
He lives on Long Island. I think Lugie will be quick to get home.
You got to leave early.
I'm not going
to. Why are you getting people to leave early? We're going to a Mets-Red Sox game. Come on. Lugie's going to show up late because he's got the Lug hour, but it'll be a show trip out to Citi Field tomorrow night. By the way, last night, Gerrit Cole was utterly brilliant against the Texas Rangers, as you guys saw. And then when he came out for the seventh inning, you could see he was having a little bit of an issue with his leg.
Mm-hmm.
So you knew it wasn't an elbow issue, wasn't an arm issue, but he left the game early. And then we were all given the great news that it was a cramp in his calf. Now, that means what? You dehydrated?
Yes, likely dehydrated. I mean, I wasn't in town until late yesterday, so I don't know what the weather was like. It felt cooler than it has been.
Well, it was in Texas, and I think it was hot.
Well, so definitely that's what it was then. So,
it was also in a dome.
That's right. It's in a dome.
So it's temperature control.
I forgot it's in a dome.
So maybe we should be a little bit worried.
Well, what surprised me, are you guys familiar with Gerrit Cole's ability to eat a banana? Do you remember this at all?
No. I'm only familiar with Will Levis's ability to eat a banana.
Totally fine. I have the video because I keep this on my phone because I think it's hilarious. Like, there are certain videos I keep with me or on my tablet. I'm going to play it for Tiki. I want you to describe it to the radio audience. This is Gerrit Cole.
Gerrit Cole is
taking a banana.
He's opening it from the bottom, and so he cuts it in half, basically, and then he swallows it about 3 bites.
Yeah. I did timing on this. It took Gerrit Cole 2 seconds to eat the entirety of a banana. And I bring that up because the reason I think you do that, and that was mid-start. This is famous to some Yankee fans. Well, you guys remember the video, is to keep yourself hydrated.
Well, it's to keep potassium in your system. Mm-hmm. And so it helps you stay hydrated when you have those minerals in your system. You obviously have to drink water
right,
to be hydrated as well.
But bananas help.
But he also could have been just hungry.
I've seen him do it twice before. This is a common way that he eats bananas. Gerrit Cole eats bananas in the craziest way possible.
If you're in the middle of a game, you're not going to just sit down and chill. Like, how long does it take a normal person to eat a banana?
I don't know. How long does it take you to eat a banana?
I don't know. I cut them up and put them in my oatmeal. So
you don't eat a banana like peeling it off and eating it? How fast do you think you could eat a banana?
Probably that fast.
And you think you can?
I'll tell you why. Because whatever year it was, I forget, I was doing a game in Alabama, and the New York City Marathon was the next day.
Right.
So I had to fly home that morning of the marathon.
Right.
So it was Sunday morning, and I get to LaGuardia, and I have to go to the Verrazano Bridge, and then I have to walk over the bridge, but I have to get permission from the cops. I sent my bags home with the Uber. Thankfully, he dropped them off. And I get to the other side of the bridge. I haven't eaten anything.
Right.
I was at an Alabama game all night. Slept for maybe 3 hours. I get to the start line after finally negotiating with the police to take me over the Verrazano Bridge. And I'm at the start line, and they're literally getting ready to start.
Right.
And the only thing I had to eat was two bananas.
And you just like shoved it down your throat?
And I ate them in about 30 seconds.
Really?
Yes.
Well, 30 seconds is a long time compared to Gerrit Cole. It took him 2.2 seconds. I timed it. But you think you could do it that fast?
I think I could do it that
fast.
Do
you think you could do it that fast, Sean?
I actually do.
Yeah.
Really?
Because it's just a banana, it squishes away.
Exactly.
It's not like you got to chew it. You can almost just swallow
it. It dissolves quickly.
I'll tell you guys something very interesting.
What's that? You have bananas?
I have bananas on me right now.
Nice.
So if you guys, I come prepared, actually. In fact, I've got a whole bunch of bananas.
Wow, you really are a new man in the full book, huh?
Well, I figured you guys would act like, oh, I could eat this in 2.2 seconds. I could be Gerrit Cole.
I could do it in 2.2 seconds, but I could do it pretty fast.
Yeah, it's backing off. And instead of saying, oh, I'll get bananas, we'll do it another day, I figured, let me pick up bananas on the way in. So I've got...
See the setup.
I got to tell you. I got six bananas. You want to try, Luger, or you backing out?
We've been set up.
No, man. I think the fact that Evan pulled this off is bananas.
Very nice. Stick it down your throat.
I like that.
Do you want a banana, Luke? I didn't hear you.
No, I'm in.
Oh,
I'm
you
in.
Are in?
Yeah, okay.
You want one?
Yes. I'll come grab one. Yeah. We'll do it together. 1.5 seconds is the
I think we got to do it one at a time. You want to do it all together at the same
time? No, one at a time. I'll do it whatever order you want to do.
All right, you're going to time it out. You want to go first, Steve?
I'll go first.
All right, so all here's a banana for Tiki.
So wait, we're opening it and eating it in 1.5 seconds, or we have
it?
I think, let me throw the banana. Little fade. Oh, he makes the catch.
He catches it.
I think the clock starts once the banana's been opened. And then it's counting how fast it takes for you to get the entire banana down your throat.
All right.
You got the banana for Loogie. There's a banana for Sean.
All right.
Okay, I got two extra bananas.
All right,
anybody want a banana? All right, Tiki is going. He is unpeeling it.
All right, who's timing here?
Oh, I got to clock it. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, this is your bit.
Sorry about
that. So we're counting opening the banana.
No.
Okay.
I think it's once you start eating
it. So I can open the banana.
All right, starting.
Hold on.
Tell me when you're ready. I will time it.
Doesn't peel very easily.
And it's not fully ripe. You can tell by the green and the front of
it's ripe enough. Let's not be picky.
Ready?
Ready? Go! All right, Tiki is shoving the banana. Holy crap. It's not even human.
He did it.
3.9 seconds.
3.9.
I can't do that.
I'm going to out-banana this man.
He shoved that whole banana down. So I just shoved it down and ate the whole thing.
It's not quite ripe. You're right.
Yeah, you can tell.
Not quite ripe. All right, 3.9 seconds. Sean, let me know when you're ready.
All right.
I still think that's a little short of Gerrit Cole, but it was a very good attempt. All right, here we go. Sean starting now. All right, he's shoving it. Wow, holy crap. Oh, he's choking now. All right, I got you at 4.21.
Stick it down your throat.
Tiki beats you by... a small amount.
That felt so much quicker.
Are you okay back there?
I'm fine.
I think Luke should go next.
All right, Luke.
I'm intimidated by
okay,
this.
What's the number to beat? 4 seconds?
3.9.
4.2 is Sean. 3.9 is Tiki starting now. All right. Luke is shoving it. And he is done. 4.3. Last place.
Yeah, I beat him.
That was a good try, though.
It was. Are you going to time yourself, or would you like
to? I don't think I'm going to do it in under 10.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Seconds, I take my time.
All right, you press it. I'll tell you when I'm
ready. All right.
All right, I'm opening up this banana.
Mm-hmm.
See if I could inspire Garrett Cole. All right, ready, set,
go.
Oh, he's taking his time. Will you try?
I can't shove that thing.
Why don't you at least try?
He's got the reflux.
I'll choke, man. I got reflux.
He's got the reflux thing. You remember?
So what? You live your life once.
When I go to the doctor and they ask to look down my throat, I choke every time. Mm.
Wow. He said it was just with meat, but I guess it also applies to banana.
It does apply. I'm taking my time eating this, but I'm still not done.
I still haven't stopped the clock.
This is
so we're going to make fun of you forever.
I hate that.
I know.
I couldn't even. I've eaten half of it. I couldn't put the rest of this in my throat.
Man, you and Brian Cashman, a lot of likes, not putting out the best product.
All right, you want me to try it? I got half of it left. You ready?
All right.
All right. I'm going to suck on it, baby.
That was horrible.
I got to spit this out. What the?
Come on, dude. It's a banana, not a cricket.
I can't do it. No, listen, I wasn't the big talker. I didn't say I was Garrett Cole or you guys.
I got close.
I want to congratulate.
Garrett Cole was what?
2. I timed him at 2.2.
Oh,
but
my Lord.
You did 3.8, which was pretty good.
All right.
So, Tiki Barber, congratulations. You're in first. Sean, number two. Lugie, number three. I'm in fourth. I got two extra bananas, by the way.
Proud of myself.
Good job. Good.
By the way, I think that's a prelude to the order of which the pick segment could fall. I think you and Lugie.
You think we're going down?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. I've been thinking a lot about that. We make NFL picks. I think everybody kind of does that. And we like to have, something the loser has to do.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we actually never got to do it. And it was an innocent mistake made by Pete Hoffman. So it wasn't anything vicious. But we were going to have the loser dress up as a clown. And the midday guys had the two guys are going to have to dress up as wrestlers.
Right.
And Pete, of course, had to pick Doink the Clown. So once they did that, I was like, I can't have you guys dress up as a clown. It's too late.
We would have copied the bit.
Yes, it was different, but it was the same. So we kind of negated that last year. But for this year, I've come up with two kind of, punishments for losing when we make NFL picks. Like, the winner just gets the pride. Like, I won last year. And I won by a lot. And, by an awful lot. Like, I was dominant. Nobody was even close.
It was almost like you were cheating last year.
It was almost like I could tell the future.
Yeah.
And I dominated, and I didn't need anything to say I was great. It was just a simple, I kicked everyone's ass, and I felt good. But this year, there needs to be two punishments for those that finish in the bottom two. Sean has a very interesting idea. I have a decent idea. I'll do mine first. I don't think it's as good as Sean's idea. Sean's idea may be one of the great ideas of all time. And I believe that everyone needs to do it if you finish last. So my thinking is whoever wins the NFL pick segment this year, let's say it's me, I get to decide which bottom person does which thing.
Oh,
so if I finish in first and you, Tiki, and Lugie finish 3 and 4, I would decide, okay, Tiki, you do this, Lugie does that. So my idea was we get a dunk tank. And we bring it to kick off the summer next Memorial Day. And that person has to sit in the dunk tank for an entire hour while we do the show. And listeners can randomly come up and dunk said person.
That's actually a great idea.
You like that one?
That is a good idea.
Now, my idea is good, but Sean's idea is bad.
Let's hear it, Sean.
Sean, go ahead and start from the beginning so everyone knows what you have.
Okay, so there was a t-shirt that was printed with a really bad Lugie tweet about how same old Knicks are signing Jalen Brunson.
Yes.
I think those shirts need to be a little more mass-produced. And I think the loser of our picks competition needs to go outside of Madison Square Garden begin maybe around 5 p.m. while we're on the air. And get a little live call on how it's going. Set up a table, just like any of these other non-legal street vendors would, and peddle the Tommy Lugauer Jalen Brunson t-shirts ahead of a Knick game, and we will tally just how many we have sold.
I think it's a great idea. I'm willing to do it. I can tell you that right now.
Get your Tommy Lugauer Brunson shirts here.
Yes. We'll mass produce them.
It'd be better for sales if I lost.
Yes, for sure. Well, I mean, hopefully you do lose.
I know.
And based on your abilities last year, there's a good chance you will lose.
I know.
Now, to be fair,
I should not be good at gambling.
That's a very good point. Now, to be fair, I think we all need to agree to this. I'm sure we're all in agreement on the dunk tank idea. That seems very fair, very innocent, and a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just hope it's weather like we had this year and not weather like past years.
Yeah, listen, I don't even mind. If it's cold, it's cold.
No, you hope for bad weather so that it's actually a punishment and you're not going a dip in the pool.
I agree.
Right, if it's 95 degrees, it's going to be like, yes, I don't have to talk for an hour. Let me go sit in the pool.
You don't have to talk about the Mets tea crap.
The way around that is a few years ago, I went into a ice bucket for a while. And what I would do is, if let's say it was a hot day, we would make it so uncomfortably cold that every time you fell in, it wouldn't be refreshing.
Yeah.
It would be a pain. And we let all our listeners get to literally put you down in that tank as many times as you want. So I think that one's fair, and it looks like we're all in agreement on that one. That's a good little punishment.
That's a good one.
Definitely.
Are we all in agreement?
I like Sean's, too.
You like that one?
Yeah.
That you have to pedal?
We might actually attract the attention of Jalen Brunson himself. He might come out and chastise us. And that would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
No, I just hope there's somebody who thinks they have the territory outside selling whatever their bunk Knicks shirts are, and then it comes over and there's a fight.
So we're all in agreement. Loogie, just want to make sure that you're on board with that idea, because there's a very good possibility, based on your inability to pick football games correctly, and the fact that we're all going to be eyeing at making you the person that does that, that you're okay with that.
I'm not okay with it, but you put me in an impossible situation, because if I'm not okay with it, I'm not a team player. I lose either way. Like,
how do
I'm
you lose either way?
Because no matter who's out there peddling it like it's marijuana, it's my tweet. It makes me look bad. This is Evan Stream. Well, Josh Hart or Jalen Brunson to see the shirt, to denounce me as a leader of Knick fan so that he could go on with his life.
It's so bad of a take.
Thank you, that
it's actually positive.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I do know what you mean.
And again, the T-shirt reads of a tweet Loogie fired off when the Knicks signed Jalen Brunson, that Jalen's not that good, and this would be typical Knicks to sign him to a contract. And that's the tweet, essentially, and it would be on a T-shirt. Sean wore it a couple of weeks ago. We would mass produce it, and everybody listening would have a chance to go to the Garden that night and buy said T-shirt.
Are we selling them, or we're handing them out?
No, we're selling them.
Interesting.
On a major discount. You know, and all the money's going to go to charity.
No, all the money's going to me, which is basically like charity. I'm down for this I get the money.
You're putting yourself above charity?
No, I'm not putting myself above charity.
You want to give it to a veterans group. Are you saying veterans?
If you want to give it to veterans, that's fine. Nice but, move. Like, if you're using my intellectual property, quite frankly, you don't want to hear from my lawyers here on this one. I should get a little cut of it.
What if Evan tossed your tickets to the game?
Right.
The game.
By the way, I think it technically belongs to Elon Musk.
That's true.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah, he's just saying.
Elon's got enough money. The Musks would admit it. The Lugauers would appreciate it. So what do you want me to say here?
That you're okay with that idea.
I'm not thrilled with it, but then I look worse if I say no.
Well, I got a great idea. Win the contest, okay? Win it. And if you win it and you get to decide who serves the punishment, you get to at least make me have to do that for an hour, or Tiki have to do that for an hour, or Sean, we don't want to peddle a T-shirt outside of Madison Square Garden, even if it makes you look like an ass. You think Tiki wants to stand there on 35th Street and say, Jalen Brunson shirt, everybody?
Yeah, but he could just have Rondé do it, and we'll think it's him. We don't all have a stunt double here. Whatever, guys. It's fine. What do you want me to say?
I want you to say that you accept it, and that's a great punishment. It's a wonderful
idea. It is a great punishment. I think that everybody should have a different type of punishment, because, again, this only punishes me, but what do you want me to... What do you mean, oh, my God?
Just say yes.
Yes. I said yes 40 times already.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, when we make NFL picks on Thursday, Fridays, and Mondays, the winner of said picks not only gets bragging rights, but that person will decide who the bottom two people's punishments are. It will either be being in a dunk tank for an hour on our kickoff the summer event next May, or the special one, the person has to peddle a Tommy Lugauer old tweet T-shirt outside of Madison Square Garden before a agreed upon Knicks game.
Are we throwing in tickets to the game?
Yes.
Okay.
I will supply my season tickets.
And you get to go to the game.
Yes.
And you get to go to the game. Okay.
I'll go to the game with the loser. If it's myself, I'll just go to the game with Tommy. And he has to wear the T-shirt.
And a 417.
Whoa, you keep adding. You keep adding here. Now I got to wear the T-shirt in the Garden, too?
I think you do. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you do.
And at 4:17 p.m. Eastern on September 3rd, I'd also like to alert Pete Hoffman, you're not making your picks punishment. Sal Licata sells tweet jerseys outside Madison.
Yeah, the NL East is over T-shirts.
Okay. we are vetoing that.
Yeah,
if
exactly.
It should become part of their game.
There you go. So I think we're all great. We're all good to go. Football season's in 2 days, so we're all brave and ready to roll. And I already know who I'm picking for each punishment. I can tell you that right now. Tommy, by the way, I'm going to supply you a megaphone, too. So when you're on the streets of Madison Square Garden, everybody can clearly hear you, Sam. I give you a script, too, on what you need to read. And the reason I'm getting to make all these decisions is not because my name is first on the show. Mm. It's because I'm going to dominate picks like I do every year. Mm. And you're not. And so because of that, I get to have that control. And I look forward to it. And if you got a problem with it, get your picks right this year, buddy. Yeah. Mm. All right.
Why are you looking at him so mean?
Yeah, he's
because I want to rip his heart out and lungs out and eat it.
It wasn't even my idea.
I lose either way, dude. Even if I win, then I got, you know, Sean out there peddling the shirt. And then he's going to just, it is what it is, bro. It is. I'll be so aggravated all year long with this stuff. And you know it, too. You know it gets under my
head. Yeah. No, I understand.
That's the point.
Of course it is. Hey, we have an SNY Fan Choice poll. It's sponsored by Dunkin', the official coffee of Evan and Tiki. Here's our question. This is this is fun. It's an obvious answer, but I know that it's going to provoke a few people on the show. Who will have more receiving yards this season? Garrett Wilson or Malik Nabers?
Ooh.
Cast your vote on the SNY Fan Choice poll. You can go to sny.tv/vote.
That's an easy one.
Yeah, I agree it's an easy one.
I, too, agree it's an easy one.
We'll get more to that in a little bit, and we'll check out the results as well. Should be fascinating. Toll-free number 888-808-1019. Let's go to Ryan in Howell, New Jersey. What's up, Ryan?
Guys, I got to say, man, I've been laughing at this show for the last 45 minutes. Crushing it today.
Well, that is good.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, so, I mean, between the fart skit and now the bananas, I wasn't going to call in, but I got this great story, and thanks for letting me on the air. You know when you're trying to make a password for some new website, and they keep telling you it's not strong enough?
Yes, 100%.
Well, finally, I gave up. And I made the password banana farts 1! And I couldn't even tell you what website it was for at this point. But between you guys talking about different smelling farts, now you're chugging bananas, it was perfect. So just wanted to say what's up. Welcome back from your vacation. Yes. Good to hear you.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
it. I'm glad we could bring everything together. We had us chowing down bananas 20 minutes ago, and about 45 minutes ago, you could rewind on the Odyssey app. We only brought up flatulence, not because we're disgusting, not because we want to go in the gutter, but because Brian Burns, the New York Football Giant, said he loves the smell of his own flatulence.
Now, was this a multiple choice question, or
no.
Did they come off the dome with whatever they thought was the best smelling substance?
My understanding is off the dome, what's your favorite smell? So if I asked you right now, without time to think, Tiki Barber, what's your favorite smell? Your answer would be what?
Easy. Bacon. Bacon.
That's it.
Bacon.
And bacon. Okay.
Bacon.
Would that be... I'm trying to think what my answer would be, besides gasoline. Because it is gasoline.
Gasoline? Why?
Because it smells good.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It smells... It makes you nauseous when you smell it.
I disagree with you. I think it smells amazing.
I have an electric car.
Let's go to Joe and Patchogue. What's up, Joe?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
We're good, Joe.
I got to say, it feels very weird calling on this number. I feel like I'm cheating on, like, my wife or something.
888-808-1019.
Yeah. Yeah, sir. Either way, though, I think you guys are being a little too hard on the future of the WFAN program.
Why?
Mr. Tom Newgauer.
Why?
Well, you know, I think it's only fair that each one of you wear your own shirts. For instance, maybe Morash wears I'm a squid and I quit Twitter when my teams lose.
Ooh, that's solid.
You know.
Criminal against sports humanity.
Yeah, I mean, I understand your point that it's all negative towards Tommy, and he kind of acknowledged that, but none of us have a shirt that's already been produced.
Right.
There hasn't been anything that Sean or I or Tiki said. I mean, Tiki has the You're Dead to a Saquon shirt, but I don't think that's a punishment.
No.
That'd be fun. We'd make a ton of money off that. That would just bring in a lot of money.
Right.
So I think Loogie has the perfect shirt that Sean already made and wore. So I'm sorry. I think that's the perfect punishment.
Yeah, plus it's very much an anxiety-filled thing being out there selling T-shirts. You don't know whose territory you're on, how am I selling these?
Like, or who's going to bail me out of jail because it's like illegal.
Well, but that's the risk of the person who's doing it. So if I lose and Sean's like, I'm going to make Evan do it. Evan doesn't want to sit out there inside Madison Square Garden. I have to do it. The punishment is the person that has to sell the shirt, not what's said on the shirt. Get over it, Tommy. You had a bad take. It's all right.
Is it illegal to sell those shirts?
Probably.
It is, right? And so you got to have like a bag so you can wrap them all up and just
walk away.
Get over it. You had a bad take. You keep bringing up the take. You've made a t-shirt out of it. And now you want to mass produce it and sell it outside Madison Square Garden.
Because he's so damn good.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Yeah. And, you know, be proud of yourself, Tommy. You're the one who came up with the take.
You should be proud of yourself. Like,
it's, again, it's so bad. It's amazing.
Yeah. Right. I appreciate you keep saying that, Teague.
I mean, and like,
but what's wrong with having a bad take?
It's okay. Like, we all admit when we have bad
especially
takes.
Especially if he's amazing.
But we all don't put it on a t-shirt and give it to Knick fans.
If you found a take on Twitter that I had that was so bad, because I've had bad takes, that's obvious, but was so funny and you made it a t-shirt, I'd probably appreciate it and look at it as a badge of honor. You know? Maybe we should make the BT Adam Gase t-shirt.
You know what? I'm going to make a t-shirt. I never said that. To counter it.
I think that's a great punishment, because the real punishment is not the t-shirt. It's who wants to be outside Madison Square Garden hawking a shirt? Like, that's not exactly a fun thing to do.
I never said that. I just tweeted it.
That's right. Let's go to Shauna, who apparently has a history with Sean Morash.
Uh-oh.
How are you, Shauna?
What's up, Shauna?
Hi. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Loud and clear. What's on your mind?
Wow, I'm calling in because I got inspired by the Chestnut Kobayashi challenge yesterday. Mm-hmm. Marsh, do you remember me from 8 years ago when I beat you in the winging challenge?
I do now, yes. I went up against a dainty female in a chicken weaning contest, and I thought I was going to crush her, and she cleaned the bone.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Wow. Good for you, Shauna.
She took home the Stanley Cluck.
I still have the Stanley Cluck.
You still have it. Good for you, Shauna.
I still have it in my position, yeah. So it was supposed to be three girls against you eating, I believe it was like 25 wings.
Yeah.
And then the other girls, they bowed out. Mm. So then it was just me and you. And then you brought on a guest surprise.
So what's the deal? After Joey Chestnut, you want more of this?
I mean, I'm ready for a rematch if you are.
Wow. I could sense from you, Sean, that you seem kind of bitter at Shauna. It feels like you want that rematch.
You ever get hustled in pool? That's what it felt like.
But do you think that time is going to change the result? Like,
yeah.
You know she's really good at it. Do you think you can beat her?
8 years? Shauna, you're probably washed by now, right?
Shauna, are you a professional eater?
I'm not a professional eater, but, I mean, you went down on your knees, and you only had 6 wings left.
Wow. Dude, she did crush me. Shauna, maybe we can figure something out for our kickoff the summer show in May?
No, we're not pushing it off to May. Shauna, thank you very much. We'll put you on hold and get her information. I think down the road you deserve a rematch. Mm. You know, it's like someone that loses a boxing championship or a WWE title. There's a rematch clause.
Yeah, forget summer. We're going to do that right in the well.
Yeah, right in the middle of us. You guys can have a nice contest. That'll be fun. I'll watch that.
Maybe for a big, giant primetime game or something.
Yeah, something like that. I could just tell. Like,
we have a Thursday night game, right?
Yes.
Giants-Cowboys coming up in a couple weeks.
Giants-Cowboys on a Thursday night.
3-0 or 2-1, hey, and we'll figure that out.
I'm going to that game, though. So
what does that mean?
Actually, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
You go to the game, doesn't stop you from watching them eat chicken wings against each other.
Yeah, at like 4 o'clock.
I know nothing about that contest, but I could tell when she was talking, how bitter you were about it.
Yeah, I haven't heard from her or seen her in 8 years, but yes, I was. Because, again, it was one of those...
Why? You were just thrown off because she was like...
Yeah, it was supposed to be a relay of Gotham City cheerleaders versus me in an eating contest.
Oh, so she's a Gotham City cheerleader?
She was.
Wow.
And then she lost to her competitors, so we kind of were like, this isn't really going to work, but whatever, I'll destroy her. And she took off like Kobayashi.
Mm. Wow.
And it stunned me.
So what makes you think
Gotham City, that means I can look her up.
Yeah,
I mean,
her
is that what you're asking?
Want to see who Sean lost to.
I want to see. Well, Sean laid it out. She was a petite girl,
yes.
And she still beat the crap out of him. Look, hasn't that been proven, though, by Kobayashi's not a big guy.
Right.
No. So it doesn't matter your size. Look at me. I'm kind of chunky. I couldn't even eat half a banana. I couldn't put that whole thing down my throat.
You just didn't want to.
No, I can't do it. I would choke.
It would be like
I would die live on the radio. Is that what you want?
No.
So Rondé could take over.
It'd be like Mila Kunis eating more quarter pounders than a 300-pound man. It's just it shouldn't happen, and it happened that day.
Yeah, we'll try to organize a rematch. You deserve it. John's in Staten Island. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Let me tell you, when I was in my 20s, if a girl farted on a date, I'd never call her after that.
Really?
Now that I'm in my late 50s. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. I've been married My wife's beautiful. She's sexy. It's not a real marriage unless your wife passes gas on you. I prefer when she actually farts on top of me.
Oh, my God. All right, John. Thank you very much for the call.
I was about to get graphic.
Yeah, I was afraid where that was going.
Me too.
But we do appreciate that. All right, I'll tell my wife when we get home. Maybe after the Mets Red Sox game. Ozzy and Woodridge, how you doing, Oz?
Yo, fellas, what's going on?
What's up, man?
As an old fan of the Howard Stern show, that banana bit gave me flashbacks of the Kielbasa Queen.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know that one.
It was a little different. I don't think that was the thought people had while Tiki and Sean were, you know, chewing this banana really quickly or whatever they were doing. But anyhow, fair enough.
Tiki, Evan will explain it to you off air. But Tiki, right. Are you familiar when you were on vacation? I'm glad you had a good one.
I did.
About this no deodorant situation with your little buddy over there?
I've heard about this because Evan said this in passing, and then Sean almost reacted to it. Like, almost reacted to it, and then he didn't. And then it disappeared.
Yeah, we talked about it while you were gone. I made him sniff my armpit to see if it smells.
And
it did. Oh. So I have to wear deodorant now, which I'm now doing. I'm very proud of myself.
Gag worthy.
Before I get to the positivity profit, Evan, I know you're still going through puberty, but you weren't wearing deodorant since you started, like, puberty?
No, I think to be fair to that, I think I wore deodorant for a long time, like when I was in high school, when I was younger. I think in the last 15 years, I've become such a shower guy that I felt it was just unnecessary. I keep myself so damn clean that I just didn't feel like it was a necessary thing. So back in the day.
Do you not
sweat? Not as much anymore. Not really doing much. When I was biking every day, I had a whole stick of deodorant. I had Axe ready to go. I had everything. So, yeah, I think it's more of a recent phenomenon, to be honest with you.
All right. So just know that everybody that was in your presence, A, bit their tongue and was throwing up in their mouths around you.
Or maybe I just smelled really good. Or maybe it just wasn't an issue.
Like you said with the farts, you don't know your own true smells. It takes someone else to know your smells. You kind of get used to your own smells. But do you remember that old segment? I know Evan does. Mm-hmm. Jody Mack, do me a favor.
I actually don't remember that. I remember Jody Mack reading the standings and giving us wrestling news, but I don't remember Do Me a Favor.
No, it was like he did a segment and the callers would call in, and if they didn't say Jody Mack, Do Me a Favor, he would like hang up on them, but all they had to say was that. But I got Tommy Lugauer, Do Me a Favor.
Okay, Tommy.
Can you please, the positivity prophet, do me a favor, talk positivity into my life. Money, more action in the bedroom. Come on, Tommy.
Those usually go hand in hand.
All right, but so whatever you can do for me, just speak it into existence like you're doing with our Metsies, brother.
Hold on. First of all, Tommy's not a miracle worker.
The Met Messiah, Luigi?
So it's not necessarily going to work for you. But until the New York Mets make the postseason, Tommy's done nothing. And I love you, Tommy. He's been very positive since Memorial Day, and he always says, don't make plans in October. He tweets it every night on loop, and I appreciate that. But it doesn't work until it happens. So if there is an October and the Mets are there, I'll be the first one to put my arm around him and say, boy, that positivity bit really worked.
You better put deodorant on before you do that.
I've already started.
You're going to start sweating.
But you haven't accomplished anything yet because the Mets aren't a playoff team. If the season ended today, they're not a playoff team. So I can't give you, at least I'm speaking, you tell me if you agree, T, I can't give the positivity prophet, Tommy, credit until it actually happened. Now, what's happened? What has happened so far?
I would agree. I mean, it's been positive because the season has turned and it's exciting. There's one thing about the Mets team, whether you're frustrated or in love with what they're doing, they are entertaining as hell.
Absolutely.
They are fun to watch.
But his tweets aren't saying, I'm positive the Mets are entertaining.
No, he's projecting success through the regular season and into the postseason.
But they've got to make the postseason.
Yes. They're as likely to make it as not.
Here's what I would tell you.
Half a game out.
Here's what I would tell you, okay? If the Mets make the postseason, on that day after, as we're starting to preview everything, we will have a celebration for positive time. We'll bring in balloons. We'll celebrate. You will get the credit that you crave, okay?
I do crave it.
But if they don't make the playoffs, it's going to be the opposite. and you're going to be not the positivity messiah. You're going to be the reason that we're all miserable talking about Juan Soto's free agency as October begins. So if you want it, I'll give it to you all. You either get all of the love and the credit, or we're going to blame you to no end. Is that fair?
You can, well, first of all, don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby. You can blame me all you want. I'm still going to have a positive outlook on it. The way you
if they miss the playoffs, there's no positivity. Mm-hmm. Don't bring it here. Nobody wants to hear
that. Yeah, you can't be positive.
Nah.
How are you being positive if they end the regular season and are not playing?
First of all, I'm not thinking that because I'm thinking they're going to be playing postseason baseball. So, Evan, no problem.
Do you because guarantee they're
I've been guaranteeing it for months.
All right, so then let's just add it on. After the Garden thing goes swimmingly, you then, we'll just pick one of your any guaranteed tweets. We'll put that on a shirt. You have to go outside Citi Field opening day, sell those.
I will do that 100%. Okay. I don't even have to lose the pick segment.
Right.
Done.
Yeah, but are you pivoting towards spitting positivity if the Mets don't make the playoffs?
Because
I don't want to hear it. I'll tell you right now, you're going to make me lose my mind if you do that crap. Because I'm going to be annoyed. I'll say it to Tiki. Right, I will be pissed off if this team's not in the playoffs.
They are going to be in the postseason.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Period. End of discussion.
Okay.
But if you want to make a t-shirt and sell it outside Citi Field, go ahead.
Because the one thing I do need to criticize you for very politely is that you gave Sean a lot of crap for deleting his Twitter after the Rangers got eliminated and not talking at the podium.
Yes.
Well, I've noticed your tweet patterns. For those that aren't on social media, after the Mets win, Tommy has like the same five hits.
Tommy Lou Gower, by the way.
At Tommy Lou Gower. Mark Vientos is a rock star. Francisco Lindor is in the MVP conversation, which, by the way,
he is.
I give you a lot. You're right. He is in the conversation.
Mendy, manager of the year.
You are way ahead of it.
Absolutely. I give you props when you deserve
it. Mendy could be manager of the year, especially if they make the postseason.
And he also says, don't make plans in October. But there was one other thing you always used to say that you just stopped doing, and that is Pete Alonso. Is the I think he phrased it, Pete Alonso is the best slugger in New York? Or the best slugger in
what
baseball?
I said was Pete Alonso is the most prolific power hitter in New York.
Yes.
I might have even said baseball.
And then you just kind of forgot about Aaron Judge.
He eliminated as soon as Aaron Judge passed Pete Alonso at home runs since 2019. That's exactly what happened.
Can I be completely transparent here?
Of course.
So when he passed him, I had a counter for this that would have just exploded the internet, and I didn't do it because he passed him when I was in Nashville, and I was like, I don't want to deal with this.
Well,
right
why
now.
Don't you give us the counter now, just to give the facts out
if
there.
Pete
hold on. Let me just set this up. Pete Alonso had technically hit more home runs than Aaron Judge since Pete came into the league. And that was going on for a while. And a lot of that is Pete's consistency. He goes out and plays all the time.
Yep.
Aaron's obviously had injuries. Judge is on such a pace this season that he actually passed Pete Alonso. So that answer is no longer valid. Judge has hit more home runs than Pete Alonso since Pete came into the league. Now, your counter to that was going to be what?
If Pete Alonso, like Aaron Judge, played in a Little League park, he would have...
He's not a lefty.
He would have 100 where pop-ups go over the fence. Pete Alonso would have probably 100 more home runs than Aaron Judge.
Well, I'm glad
And be the most prolific power... By the way, I'm still sitting on that, and I could unleash that at any time. I know people that like want to like basically, you know, have me, again, fired for something. Like I said that. What was wrong? 2019, Alonso had the most home runs. That made him the most prolific power hitter.
Because it's stupid. That's why.
I don't know if it's stupid. It was factual. You said technically. No, it was a fact.
Yeah, but he also did it in how many less plate appearances. Did you ever look that up?
Well, positive Tommy doesn't look up stuff. What I would say is that him being on the field, he being Pete Alonso, factors into being prolific. Availability.
All I know is I love the positivity. Because the thing about positive Tommy is when the Mets win, I want to hug him.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hug him. Like, literally, I want to be like, yeah, positive Tommy, Vientos is a rock star. You're my guy. Yeah. But then when the Mets lose, I want to punch him in the face.
You're not alone in that. But luckily, positive Tommy is not spiteful. There's a lot of people that have unfollowed me, muted me, cursed me out, texted me. Family members hate me. You could always jump back on board the positive train.
Thank you for that. We'll check in on the Met and Yankee lineups coming up shortly. Plus, is Bill Belichick praising the Jets for nefarious reasons? We will check in on the Yankee and Met lineups. They get set for baseball tonight. The Mets start the day a half game behind the Braves in the NL wildcard race. The Braves are taking on the Rockies. The Yankees start the day a half game up on the Orioles in the American League East race. The Orioles are playing the White Sox. Oh, yeah, yeah. The White Sox are, and this is not hyperbole because I've seen a lot of bad baseball over my lifetime, the White Sox are the worst team I've ever seen. They just are. They are 31-108. They are now a mortal lock to break the Mets record from 1962. Think about what they would have to do to not break the record. Like, think about that for a second. If my math is correct, they'd have to go like 11-11 in their last 22 games. They actually have to play reasonably good baseball to not lose 120 games. So it'll be an interesting baseball night. Before we get back to your calls and we check in on these lineups, this has made a lot of news over the last 24 hours, and I'd like to share why I think this happened. Bill Belichick is now in the media, and because he's in the media, he has opinions on sports. He has opinions on football. So he's doing something with Underdog Fantasy. And there's a clip from his first appearance in which he goes over the top in praising the New York Jets, something that is very odd for me to hear and a lot of Jet fans to hear. Here is a snippet of Coach Bill Belichick talking glowingly about the New York football.
The Jets are one of the hardest teams to prepare for from a skill standpoint because of Breece Hall, outstanding running back that has the ability to take the ball the distance. He's very good in the passing game. And defensively, you want to do everything you can to get the ball out of his hands and load the box. Problem is, if you load the box, you're singled out there on Wilson, and that's a tall order right there to deal with him in one-on-one coverage. And then his run after the catch is you know, exceptional.
You know, you leave that box too light, and Hall, with his speed and athleticism, you know, he's gone. You know, that thing's going to turn into an explosive play. So yeah. I think, like you mentioned, those pieces, it could be a major problem trying to defend this offense.
Yeah, and Aaron knows how to use them. And Aaron will know, you know, where the defense is heavy and where they're light and be able to work the ball there. And they just need to solidify the consistency of the offensive line. But on paper, you know, I think they have a good offense, and they're hard to defend with a good quarterback, a great wide receiver, and a great running back.
Why did Bill do this? I know the answer. Do you want to just like be open about this?
He's pining for the job?
Correct. That's why Bill did this. So for anyone who's alarmed, wow, Bill Belichick going out of his way to praise Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers and like drooling all over himself talking about the New York Jets. Yeah, he's eyeing Robert Saleh's job.
Well, I mean, he's obviously telling the truth also.
I do agree with
that. I mean, any analyst could have told you that. Load the box and guess what? Garrett Wilson's going to destroy you on the outside, or, you know, play two high safeties and give space in the middle of the field. Breece Hall's going to run roughshod over you. So, I mean, it's obvious analysis because of what this team, how this team is constructed skill position wise. But does he want to coach in the NFL again? The answer is obviously yes.
Yes.
Is he going to go out of his way this season to be overly, I don't know, optimistic or throw platitudes at teams who might fire their head coaches? I'll wait and hold judgment on that, because if he does, he's not being true to what his job is. Now, your job as an analyst is to sometimes be critical.
Why do you take the job?
Because he needs to do something to stay in the sphere of
football. Then do what?
To go get another job.
Okay. So, that's my point. That's very different than you. So you are going to do a great job, and you're going to give your honest opinion. People may disagree with you, but you played in the league, and that's why you're a great analyst. And I think a lot of analysts take that approach. I'm just going to do my job as best as possible.
Right.
Bill Belichick is eyeing a return. There's no question. He wanted to coach this season, and maybe the power issue and the dynamics of what he wanted played a big part of that.
Yeah, no, I honestly think the biggest part, just as a quick aside, is he really only had one team in mind, and that was the Falcons.
Right.
It was one team that he really put all his effort into.
Because I think he looked at, I'm only going to go somewhere where I can win. You know, I don't think he just wants to go anywhere. Like the Washington Commander job, even if it wasn't offered to him, there's a rebuild. It's a process. Now, I think the Commanders have a chance to be good. But
And by the way, that might have been the perfect spot for him. And I think we talked about this in the regular season, because they're far away because they don't have a ton of talent. But isn't that what you want? Don't you want to build something?
I don't know.
In your own image,
not when,
like your own ideas. And that's like a loose piece of clay. It's just sitting down there. It's wet. It's damp. It's ready to be molded. Whereas the Falcons, it's more like, all right, we got to break this thing off right here, and then we got to try to super glue it back on. Mm-hmm. Let's go grab Kirk Cousins and just let's see if it sticks and see if he works right in there. Like, they're trying to win right now, but it's likely not going to be able to have been in Bill Belichick's mold.
I agree with that, but I also think that when you're in your 70s, you know you only have a few more cracks at the apple, and so you want to probably coach the team that's closest to it.
But how long does it take to rebuild in the NFL anymore?
Well,
I know we want to say it takes forever simply because we look at the local teams here and how long it's taken the Giants to get relevant again, how long it's taken the Jets to get relevant again. But there are teams, when you have the right circumstances, a la the Houston Texans, who I happen to be calling this week, in Indianapolis, who, I mean, it was like that.
Right.
And their roster was far from complete before last season. And they got the right coach. They got the right quarterback. They got, you know, some really good skill position players. And like the Jets, they had the offensive and defensive rookies of the year last year. And they won a playoff game.
I agree with you. It can happen quicker. But I also agree with what Aaron Rodgers has said numerous times, which is you go into a season and there's about 10 teams that can win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
There are teams that can surprise you
right. And
make the playoffs. The Texans did that. Right. The Giants may do that this year.
Okay, but are the Texans one of the Super Bowl, I don't want to call them favorites, because I think the favorite in the AFC is clearly the Kansas City.
It's Kansas City and everybody else.
Maybe Buffalo, but excluding the defending back-to-back 3 out of 5 year Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, aren't the Houston Texans right there also?
Yes, they have made the quick ascent.
Like that. Yeah. It was a bad season, new coach, now we are one of the favorites.
But do you think Bill looks at it that way? You think I could turn it around in one year.
I think he has to. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't, then he's not going to make sense for any team that's going to be hiring a new head coach next year.
I remember last year when Bill was gone in New England. And so naturally, when a Hall of Fame head coach becomes available, we all look in the mirror and we all have a conversation.
Yeah.
As unrealistic as it may be.
No
okay.
doubt.
Should the Giants go after him? Should the Jets go after him? Right.
And they do it at every other position.
Right.
Is that guy who's available better than the guy that we have?
Absolutely. So we had the discussion on the air, and I remember Joe said this, and I think a lot of us said this, which is Bill will never want to coach the New York Jets. Mm-hmm. It's personal, right? He may want to coach the New York Giants. He loves the New York Giants, loves the history, loves the organization, loves the Mara family. He would be more open to coaching the Giants than ever coaching the Jets.
Yeah.
I am wondering that when you are removed from the NFL and you're removed from coaching, if you can have that cynical eye anymore. Where if the Jets have a weird year where Aaron's great, the Jets are good, and they don't have the right head coach, if Bill Belichick will walk over hot coals to coach that football team.
Yeah, I mean, think of how long he's been coaching. This is his first year since like 80-something. He's not been a coach
right. In
the NFL. And so it's hard to get that out of your system.
No doubt. And that's why
if you think you're still one of the better ones.
And I think he does think that. I think if he's going to coach, yeah, you laid out a great scenario where, of course, you can rebuild and you can create a team in your own image. Like, you're not wrong that you can do that. But if you're in your 70s and you want to win a championship, especially to stick it to Tom Brady, you're going to go to the team that gives you the best chance to do it. We always talk about Dallas and Philadelphia. Coaches on the hot seat, a lot of talent. Well, guess what? That could be the team he was just praising.
Mm-hmm.
The coach could be on the hot seat. But what does he accomplish?
So the question is, are we going to see this for the rest of the year?
Yes.
In his analysis.
Yeah, I think he's going to go out of his way to kiss the Jets' tuckuses. Because I think, he'd want to coach the team next year. If Rodgers proves he's healthy, and I know there's a juxtaposition here, can the Jets have a great year from Rodgers and then at the end of the year have success, but not enough where they're firing the head coach? Like, is that possible for a franchise that hasn't seen the playoffs since 2010? I know we can try to kind of fantasy book that, but it seems a lot more unlikelier than it is in Dallas and Philly where, hey, the Dallas Cowboys could get to the NFC divisional round and lose, and we're all going to go nuts. The Jets haven't seen the playoffs since Obama's first administration. So is there a scenario where the Jets have that success, make the playoffs, but yet at the end of the year, we're saying, not good enough, get rid of the head coach?
I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. I don't think that's a scenario for the Jets. It's not what we're thinking about going into the season. It is kind of the scenario that you're thinking about with the Cowboys, who you just mentioned, and the Eagles. Teams who have been right there and always fall or have fallen short or something feels off.
Mm.
And so those teams could be ready to win and new head coach inserts himself and all of a sudden they become very viable. I don't think the Jets, if they're successful, get to the postseason and fall short in the divisional round, that Robert Saleh and his staff are gone.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.